Hello, this is the Library Lady, also known as Library Talker. I'm Library Talker at Blogspot at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is currently hosted. So today I have the book Grave Things Like Love, which is an ARC from NatGalley by Sarah Bennett Wheeler, expected to come out in October. So this is a little early for people, but it's supposed to be like a love triangle, paranormal romance-y type thing, which it kind of is and kind of isn't. Our main character is Elaine, and she lives in a very old Victorian house that is actually the, it's been handed down from generation to generation. Second and third floors are living quarters, and then the main level and the basement are for the funeral home. So the main level is where they welcome guests and hold the funeral, you know, things and the viewings and that kind of stuff. And then the basement is where they do all the technical, gross embalming and blah, blah, blah. So she's been raised on this. To her, everything's normal. She's been known as Funeral Girl all pretty much her entire life because of the fact that people are very unoriginal. And Funeral Girl, has been teased relentlessly, but has a small group of loyal friends anyway. So two girls and then the brother of one of the girls, and they're just kind of a very tight-knit group. But she is considered for some reason to be a flake. She's not a flake. Her friends think she's a flake, but it's not really flaky. What it is her parents have come to rely on her a lot. So even though she's the daughter of the funeral home, director, owner, embalmer, everything guy, for some reason she is expected to go out and do a ton of things for them. She gets paid for it, apparently, but, you know, the very first thing we see her do is she ends up having to dress up and ride in the old horse-drawn hearse for a parade. And so that's, you know, she's, oops, we can't do it, and this thing's happening over here, and he can't leave there, so we need you to go do this. So she gets pulled out of being with her friends to take care of the family business. So her friends are getting frustrated, which, you know, it totally makes sense. It's understandable. But the fact that she kind of, they call her a little flaky is a little weird, because it's not a flake. She's doing what she needs to do for the family. She's being responsible for her family, but she's putting her family over her friends. And that does get a little frustrating. But sometime, somewhere into town, a new guy shows up and almost gets killed in the middle of this parade, taking pictures. And he's, you know, she's looks at him and he looks at her, and there's just the moment, and ooh, ah. But it turns out this guy's name is Xander, and he is a ghost hunter, and he, you know, he kind of only seems to really, want to be in, you know, it's pretty obvious that he wants to be able to get into that house and see if there are any ghosts. He's so into it. He's got a ton of equipment. He does ghost hunting on his own. He looks for paranormal, blah, blah, blah. And she's telling him no. But he gets really pushy, and eventually she does give in, but she gives in with her friends. So they're all there, and they kind of accidentally wake up a ghost. But the ghost ends up not being anything hugely, it's there more of a justification for certain decisions that the character makes. Like, oh, well, the ghost was here, so that must mean it means something. But it's not like, it's not like the ghost actually, you know, does anything spooky or scary or anything. She just appears at moments that Elaine needs someone to show up and give her a sign. And so she takes all of these things as signs, even when they're not. So the the premise of the story is, you know, kind of interesting. I liked it. This funeral home thing was a whole new thing. And the fact that she's kind of expected to take over the business. She has a younger sister, but everybody in her family thinks the sister's a flake. Always running off to do Palm and Cheer and everything. And it's basically because Elaine is so responsible, the younger sister gets to be very kind of irresponsible. But she actually, while she does make some bad decisions and she's growing up, she's more interested in the business than Elaine ever was. And so, you know, there's that. There's also a secondary background character who's basically wanting to enter into the funeral home business and is interning at this place, and he lives in the old house in the back, and but he also seems to be kind of incompetent because he keeps forgetting things and losing things, and so Elaine has to keep going in and fixing things that he messes up. And yet later on, when he chides her and says, "Well, you always expect me to mess up," it's like, "Well, you, because you always do." But she gets chided, and, you know, it's like, "But you always do." He's messing up everything all the time. So it's just kind of like, all right, okay, we're getting there. And then, of course, there is a love triangle. It turns out that one of her best friends, the brother that hangs out with them, has always kind of been interested in Elaine, but never really said anything. And now that Xander's there, and it's just kind of like, really, you know, no hints at all until now. And now you're ticked off that she's interested in somebody else. You didn't say anything before. There's this weird, sub thing with a storyline of a show that she and the guy really like, and so they hang out together and are online. Apparently, in the very beginning, we're told they're kind of semi-online celebrity-ishes just because of their commentaries on this show that is so, you know, weird that only a few, you know, there's only a small group of people really get it and understand it, but everybody else thinks it's just way too weird. And yet that's never really brought up again. It's mentioned in the beginning. And there's another character that's brought up, but he's never really fleshed out or done anything with. He's just kind of there to be a counterpoint at some points. So it's just kind of, it's a little mishmashy is basically what it is, I guess. 'Cause I think my description's coming out a little mishmashy, which is, I think, relatively symbolic of this whole thing. It has its points. It has its moments. Some of the ideas are interesting. Some of the things that are happening are interesting. And then, of course, there's the love triangle trope, which, you know, I can always get behind, even when it's not as well done as it could be, which in this case, it is not as well done as it could be. But hey, look, love triangle. I just wanted to reach out and slap Xander a few times. And sometimes I wanted to shake Elaine and say, dude, look at what's going on here, man. Pay attention. Because she just keeps falling for him, even though over and over she's like, oh, you're just here for the ghost. You're just here to, you know, get pictures and try and be famous. But I like you so much. And oh, make out, make out, make out. No, you're just here for the ghost. You're just here to try and get famous. You know, it's that kind of thing. She never really quite learns. And even in the end, when she's learned, she hasn't really learned. It's just kind of like, yeah, it's a little rambly. And I think that's kind of emblematic of the book itself. So, again, the book is Grave Things Like Love. I don't know exactly how I feel about it. I'm really torn, because it's not a horrible book, but it's not a great book. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to a lot of people. I wouldn't be handing this out going, "Ooh," and the cover's okay. You know, I wouldn't be jumping up and down and saying, "You've got to read this book." But I, you know, if someone wants some sort of paranormal ghost thing, yay, I guess this will work. But it's not great. So on my scale of 1 to 5, 1 being avoid, 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 caution tape, stay away, you'll lose hours of your life and regret it. 5 being this is the most amazing thing ever. Oh my gosh, you absolutely have to read this. 2 being eh, 3 being eh, 4 being eh. This is like a 3. I'm going to go for a 3 on this one just because there are some original moments. There, I like Miles a lot. I wish we had a lot more of him. It's just, we get much more of Xander, and I'm not happy with that because Miles was much better. And I'm not sure how much I feel about the girls who are her friends, you know, acting like she's a total flake and always abandoning them when she does have responsibilities, and they do understand that. They say they understand it, but it's like, oh, you're never here, and oh, you know, and you never pay attention, and you never listen to us, and you never, and she's pointing out, well, but you're not talking to me anymore. You stopped saying anything. I don't know what's going on because you've left me out. Well, we left you out because you're always flaking on us. It's just kind of that, you know, granted, it is a semi-realistic thing about friendships and everything because they can be kind of all over the place, but so about a 3 out of 5 for grave things like love. I'm noticing that this is a much shorter podcast than what I usually do, but I'm not going to keep stretching this one out. So Grave Things Like Love, Sarah Bennett Wheeler, coming out in October, thanks to NetGalley for the ARC. Here we go. So if you have questions, comments, or anything, please feel free to reach out. Again, I'm Library Talker. So librarytalker.blogspot.com. And I'm the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this is hosted. So feel free to leave a comment, send me an idea for a book I should read. I am going to disappear for a little bit because Patricia Briggs is releasing a new book in like a week or two, and she's got that whole series. So I am rereading the series to get prepped because I've reread the first ones a lot, the middle and last ones not so much. So I need to do some serious rereading to get back on track so that when I get the book, I'm in the zone. So I'll be working on that, and then we'll do a podcast on that book. So again, librarytalker.blogspot.com, Library Lady at Podomatic. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day.